Oh, he has to take a certain position. That's the problem. I'm not able to deliver Hall because I have no contact with him, and he's already denounced this administration because of what we did out in Chicago with that injunction. So the problem really is as to how to get Hall to go along. And, you know, George Meany will do anything that reasonable that I ask him, but he... Well, now, I've got a statement that I thought I might issue, and let me ask you whether you think is... Let's see, I would say that you and I have talked, and I say I share with Prime Minister Pearson the hope that the Great Lakes maritime matter can be settled quickly, fairly, and without further misunderstanding. There's been earnest effort on both sides to find a basis for settlement in an agreement between Canadian and U.S. labor organizations. These efforts have apparently failed. This is cause for serious regret, but not for mutual recrimination that might prejudice future relationships between the two countries. The United States government has not and will not express any judgment regarding the legislation which is now pending in the Canadian Parliament. We stand ready at the same time, however, to pursue any course of cooperative action which will serve the public and the private interests which are involved here. Now, I'd be glad to change that in any way that you think would be useful to... Yeah, let me, would you read me back what that statement of yours, that last part?
I said, I appeal, I said this in the House of Commons, and I said it over here. I do it all concerned for the legislation. Action is a responsible way. But the bringing of women that quickly have caused serious difficulties. But the system is much too long.
All right. Well, now, I'll get Richie over here right now.
I just want to make sure you understood what there was a real serious
Yeah, well, I know, and you know, everything that, sounds like everything I'm sure they lumped everything together. Now, the problem, Prime Minister, is what we're going to do from here, because unfortunately, the way it is now, I'm just afraid that these ships will come down and then there'll be some picketing by our people here, which we'll try to get an injunction on it, but the penalty is only $300 a day, and they don't, and then the Canadians are going to be really sore.
They certainly are. They're really close. And then they will be telling, not the government, but the Canadian Labor Congress, the unions up here. Remember, this union is an outlaw union.
That's right, I understand.
The labor movement here feel about this union, and so many of the labor unions in the state feel about law and the need.
Well, now, what about this private trusteeship?
Well, if that private trusteeship had two out of the three Canadians, one AFL-CIO, and if there were no restrictions on that trusteeship, and he would put first-class men who wouldn't have anybody to get the man to make something on board.
All right, now what about this? What about if we take the two trustees, one American, one Canadian, and the two groups agree that you and I will appoint the third in agreement, and we will appoint a Canadian, but we won't say that at that minute, but that we'll appoint him within that same day, and he just will end up as a Canadian. Well, why don't we, in order not to get back hung up on whether the third man is going to be a Canadian or not in advance, why don't we just announce, why don't we get it organized and have one Canadian, one American. The announcement will be in the morning that you and I are going to pick the third man without saying who he is, and that afternoon we'll just pick a Canadian. That's right, same day. I don't, that's not a problem.
One other aspect.
I saw that part of it. Well, now, what we got to try to do, it seems to me, is get a situation that we can get not only your people to go along with, but Hall to go along with, and Meany. Now, let's just tentatively... Hello? I'll get on to that and have Bill Wirtz talk to your fellow and see if they can get the details, and you and I will talk once again. All right. I'll just put out this generalized statement. I'll read it to Richie on the phone. If he doesn't have any objections, we'll put it out. Fine. Now, as I say, on the question of the third man, we would... let's see now, wait a second, wait a minute, Bill Wirtz is here. Wait, I'll have Bill Wirtz and your, why don't you get... Yeah, why don't you bring them up to where we are and let them negotiate it out and then see if you and I can get it worked out this weekend. Good. Fine, Prime Minister. Okay, good.
agreed with me. Between the President and the Prime Minister, this is merely a matter of courtesy, well, I don't see why the pleasure is possible. I'll be responsible this evening. I'm going to inform the Canadian Embassy that this has been agreed between them. Well, because the Prime Minister knows that it's going out, doesn't he? Yeah. Yeah, sir, I'm trying to get him. I just wonder, sir. But it's I'm waiting to get Richie, and I'll get either him or the, but I don't think you have to wait. This. 11:30, all right. Yeah, I have it, sir. Yes, sir.